The umbrella group East Bay Performing Arts takes the stage in Oakland this Friday with music by Carl Orff, Alexander Glazunov, and Rossini. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts. The centerpiece of the concert is Orff's Carmina Burana, with soloists the Oakland East Bay Symphony, the Oakland Symphony Chorus, and the Oakland Youth Orchestra.
We will all be on stage, or at least as many of us as we can fit will be on stage, and it will also be led by all three organizations' conductors. We will all be taking turns conducting various movements.
That's Michael Morgan, musical director of the Oakland East Bay Symphony.
Carmina is fairly perfect piece for a celebration of merging a youth orchestra, a symphony orchestra, and a chorus, because all can participate. First of all, you can't have too many people involved in a performance of Carmina Burana. You can stuff as many people into it as you like.
Morgan says of the still recent merger of the groups that there's strength in numbers.
To bring the three organizations under one roof seemed a good idea to all of us in terms of strengthening both our artistic offerings and also our political clout within the community. A bigger organization frequently is able to speak with a somewhat louder voice.
But there's more to Carmina Burana than just this most famous of openings.
Carmina runs just over an hour. And of course, everyone knows O Fortuna because that's the beginning of the piece and used in, at this point, countless commercials for various things. But yes, there's over an hour of music. And I find with audiences, they really do love the whole thing.
And for the Bay Area, that's the State of the Arts. You can listen again and find more information at our website,